Hello, everybody. Welcome. What is up? Happy Wednesday. And welcome back to my Wednesday wind down tonight. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad to be back. I had a great summer. I had some time off and it's been incredible. So here we are, and our first guest of September to start this off, he is going to be amazing, and I'm so excited. I have followed him, and I'm a big fan of him and his restaurants and whatnot. Hello, everybody. My people. We are just waiting for our guest to join us, Kyle Noonan. If you haven't already seen this, is going to be my guest tonight, and I'm super excited. A little nervous, I have to admit. I'm a little nervous, but here we are, and I'm super excited to have him as a guest. His personal assistant set it all up, and she sent me a calendar invite as a reminder. I can't think if it was today or yesterday or something, but this is legit. So I am super excited to have him, and here he is. Oh my goodness. Joined. Oh my gosh. Why do I never know how to do this? He joined. How do I go into view request? Oh gosh. This is crazy. Ah! Okay. Kyle requests to come in. Yikes. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. Oh, there we go. Yes. I think it changed on me for some reason. I don't know why it messes me up every time. But anyway. We're going to split screen here in a second. There!
I am just glad you don't know how to do it either.
No. Oh, my God. You know, you'd think after a year, I would know what the heck I'm doing.
I always mess it up. So glad to know we're in the same camp.
We are. Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how excited I am. I am a little nervous. I don't know why. But
I'm nervous too.
I am super excited.
Me too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, you are so welcome. So yeah, a little side note. So I started this like a year ago, and actually you and Courtney were my inspiration on your Martini Mondays. I was like,
oh, I love that.
Hey, you know, I have a love for meeting people, making connections, and all this stuff. I'm a talker, and I love restaurants, and but it's not only restaurants and people that I invite. I love all entrepreneurs, all girl
sure.
bosses from coast to coast. And so I've had a little bit of everybody, you know, from yoga instructors to restaurateurs and the whole bit. So anyway, but I truly appreciate your time because
I will tell you that Courtney is a great person to get inspiration from. So she inspires me every day, too. And I'm so
Absolutely.
Glad to meet you and connect
Good.
With you virtually. This is awesome.
Yes. Yes. I am so glad to meet you as well.
So my goal is to be your favorite guest.
Yes. Yes. Well,
I want to start at the top.
Sure.
So what do we want to tackle?
Yeah, so I always start off before I introduce or, you know, obviously a lot of people probably know who you are, but I always start off with gratitude. And so, and so, you know, during COVID, when I did a lot of these, you know, everybody was inside but I always asked, you know, what are you grateful for? And most people would say, you know, our health, you know, family, friends. So what are you grateful for these days? You have a lot to be grateful for.
I do,
certainly. And you know what? I'm glad to hear you say that because I would say that that's the number one key to happiness is gratitude. And, you know, I always use this analogy. If I were to ask you, I'm going to give you $1 million. Would you be happy with that?
Well, it money's not everything, so.
No, but would you be happy if I gave you $1 million?
Oh, yeah, I would be very happy for getting $1 million, sure.
Of course. Yes. Of course. But what if I told you I'll give you $1 million, but you don't get to wake up tomorrow?
Would you
take that deal?
No, I would not.
So that means that every day you wake up is worth more than $1 million.
Absolutely. It's a gift.
Right?
Yeah.
And so every day I wake up, I'm like, I'm at least worth $1 million today, if not more. And so if I have a chance to wake up today, I'm grateful and I'm going to make the most of it. And that's
Absolutely.
The way I look at life.
Perfect. What a great way to live life too. I mean, yeah, it's that's an awesome, I love that answer. And it's been very different from everyone else's. So I truly appreciate that. Well, we've already got a lot of people logging on. Like I, right out of the everybody was like, boom, here we go. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think I've had this many people following
a lot.
I do owe you an apology. I'm sitting outside. I'm
walking into a business dinner right now, but I stepped outside the restaurant. So I'm outside in August in Texas. I guess it's September 1st now, so not technically summer, but yeah, it's
hot. So if I start sweating a little bit, forgive me.
It's all good. It's all good. And I told your assistant, hey, I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. So I know Kyle's schedule is super busy, but I truly appreciate it. But so I do want everybody to know who you are. And I am a huge fan, of course, of all of your places. So Kyle, if for those of you that don't know, he owns the Rustic Dallas, but not only in Dallas. I think you have Houston and San Antonio also. He owns Mutt's Cantina or Cantina. Yes.
Cantina.
And he owns, there's a Bowl and Barrel in Dallas. And I think just in Dallas.
How about I help you out?
Yeah. Yeah. And Joe Leo. Are you at Joe Leo right now, by the way?
I'm not.
No. Okay.
But I was there earlier today, but I'm not there now. So the brands I own are, my first one was Bowl and Barrel, which is high-end boutique bowling alley, restaurant, and bar. And we have three of those, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston.
Yes.
And then
6 months later, after opening Bowl and Barrel, we opened Mutt's Canine Cantina,
which is a restaurant
and bar with a private membership-based dog park. So each dog is... You know, I think country club for dogs. So each dog is a member. And you can come in and let your dog run around while you
have a glass of rosé under an oak tree
and, you know, let your pup go play. And
we have bark rangers there that pick up after the dogs and take care of the dogs so you don't have to do the dirty work. And
that's awesome.
So we have two of those. And then we're opening our third one in Allen next month, which I'm really excited about.
And then our next brand that we opened a few months after that is the Rustic, which is a restaurant and bar with live music. And we have four of those throughout Texas, Dallas, San Antonio, and then two in Houston.
Two in Houston, yep. And we're under construction on our Denver unit right now. So we'll be in Colorado there.
Nice.
And then
the next brand is called
General Public, which is, it's really our purest restaurant and bar. It's just an American gastropub, really focused on premium whiskeys and food pairings that match that. And we have two of those, San Antonio and Houston. And then we just opened Joe Leo Fine Tex-Mex here in Dallas.
Yes.
And you would think that Texas has enough Tex-Mex restaurants. I would argue there's not enough good Tex-Mex restaurants.
And so, I think yours is probably the most beautiful of places. It is gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you. And so Joe Leo was named after my grandfather.
Yes.
And he passed away a few years ago and lived a long, healthy life. He was an amazing man. But I remember him grabbing my arm one day. And as I was working the restaurants and he was busy and he saw me stressed, but just, you know, doing my thing. He grabbed my arm and he called me Hito, which is really a little boy. Come here, little boy.
Yeah. And he called me Hito. He said, Hito,
take a look around. Take a moment to be grateful for all that God's given you every day. You have a full business or a
thriving business and a full restaurant. So you need to take a moment every day to be grateful. Going back to point about gratitude.
Yes.
And so when he passed a few years ago, a handful of years ago, I was like, I want to do something and to express my gratitude towards him and his impact on my life. So I opened a Tex-Mex restaurant named after him and paying homage to the things that he did and he loved and the food that he loved and the way he cooked. And
that's
so that's
special.
What we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, really I had one of the best, my daughter and I, we had one of the best coconut ranch waters. Well, the best ranch water. It was a coconut ranch water.
Coconut, yeah.
At Joliet.
Yeah, no, that's a big
seller. I'm ready to come back and have another one.
coconut is like cilantro. It's very, you either love it or hate it. There's no middle ground on those. Like, you know, and sounds like you love coconut.
It was delicious. Yeah.
How do you feel about cilantro?
I love cilantro.
Okay, so you're pro coconut, pro cilantro person.
Yes.
We might have created some enemies just
now because that's people are passionate about those two things.
Yeah, pro both. Yes, I'm good with either for sure. Yes. So so
that's my story.
Yes.
That's
well,
my long introduction.
Well, and. You know, I did know most of that, and I love the rustic venue. I mean, I think that's an amazing restaurant bar with live music. I mean, you can't get any better than that in Texas for sure. So,
yeah.
So what what I always do is I kind of ask different questions, and I know. I think are you in partnership with somebody? You have a partner in crime.
Yes.
So I started my business with my college roommate, who is my absolute best friend in the world. He's a saint. He's certainly my better half, aside from Courtney. We're very much the odd couple, so to speak. And I always say this, and I absolutely mean it. He's the smarter of the two of us by a mile. He and I went to SMU together.
He graduated valedictorian of our class, was a business finance major, just a brilliant guy. I was the social guy. I was an art major, and I was a painting and sculpting major in college.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so
we're very left brain, right brain compatible. Very yin yang, and
we have been best friends since we were 18 years old. And most people would say don't go into business with your best friend.
Sure, right.
But if what I would say to that is, if you and your best friend share the same values,
but are inspired and are wired
differently, and are able to complement each other,
then it works.
Sure.
So
our
partnership and friendship is stronger than ever, and
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, like, what is something unique that you bring? Because I know when you're in partnership with somebody, I mean, somebody has, like, when you started your hospitality group, like, what did you bring? Obviously, maybe the artsy part of it. Like, did you do the planning, and then he did the financials, or how, you know?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So when we graduated, we certainly went our separate ways as far as career is concerned. So he went and worked on Wall Street, did the whole, like, financial world stuff that honestly is way above my pay grade. and I went and worked in restaurants. And
okay.
I ended up running a company called Pappas Restaurants.
So the brands that you might know are Papado, Papacitos, Pappas Brothers Steakhouse, Pappas Barbecue. So I
was with them for 13 years,
became their director of operations, and oversaw
four of their seven brands.
Okay.
Had about 80 restaurants under my, you know, purview. And then, you know, when it kind of came time to, for me to say, I'm either going to be a corporate guy or I'm going to go be an entrepreneur.
Sure.
I decided I'm going to go do my own thing, and it worked out. So,
perfect.
You know, he brought the finance. I brought the operational ability, and then the creative side and the social side of hospitality. And our partnership has just flourished.
That's awesome. Well, you answered a lot of my questions, so I'm sure glad you did that already.
Yeah, so well, sorry to get ahead.
I have followed you on, and I've seen you cook live before. What is your What's your favorite meal to make?
Favorite meal to make is that's a good question. You know what? You know what I love to do?
I love to cook for people. And
yeah.
So my favorite meal is to cook
a meal that other people want, whatever
yes.
that might be.
Right.
You know,
I think there's something, what's the word I'm looking for? There's just something wholesome about cooking for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you're
feeding somebody and making them happy through food is a great, great way to feel good about yourself. So I love to cook whatever my audience or the person I'm cooking for wants to eat.
Do you do that a lot at home, or do you find yourself on the go so much?
Do.
You do?
Absolutely do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
So any, I know you have a lot of places in Dallas and Houston and San Antonio and now Denver, you said. I know you have a Mutz in Fort Worth. That's where I live.
I love it.
Is there any possibility of getting any Kyle Noonan restaurants here besides Mutz?
That's a great question. What do you think I should do?
You
tell me.
What's
Fort Worth? What does Fort Worth want?
Hey, you know, Sundance Square has a very large spot waiting for Kyle Noonan to come open a restaurant.
So what would you put there? You tell me.
I don't know, man. You know, you never can go wrong with more Mexican food, but
isn't there a Mi Casino there?
There, yeah, there is. Yeah, it's down the way.
Do people like that there?
I think it'd be awesome. You know where Bird Cafe was?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what would you put there?
Open.
If you
open
had to
and
pick,
available for you, my friend.
So this is the old.
Uh oh, you cut out. I can't hear you. There
you
we go.
You got me?
You're back? You're fine. Yeah, you're back.
This is the ultimate conversation we always have.
So there's a space.
It's a great space. Okay, what does that space need? What does that neighborhood, what does that community need? You know, sometimes it's
Uh-oh, cut out again.
Oh, I died again.
There you
am
are.
I back?
There you are, yeah. You know,
I think
we have a lot
okay.
of steakhouses. We have a lot of steakhouses down there. You know, that's right next door to another type steak hamburger, but you know, like a rustic type place would be perfect. Or a gastropub,
wow.
like General Public, would
okay.
be perfect there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I will tell you. I love Fort Worth. One of my partners, Pat Green, lives
yes.
in Fort Worth. He's Fort Worth through and through.
He loves the community. And I love the energy. I love the people. I love the, you know, there's something just very,
there's something very authentic and real about Fort Worth.
That it's,
yeah.
it's, you know, there's a feel to Fort Worth. The great cities to me have a feel. They feel like something. Like you go to New Orleans and it feels like something, right?
Sure.
Fort
there's
Worth
a vibe.
Feels,
yeah.
Fort Worth feels like something. And I love that.
So yeah, I would love to.
You tell me where to go and let's try and figure out how to do it.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be thinking. I'll be messaging
you. Okay,
all the
there
ideas,
you go.
You'll get tired of me.
There we go. No, I doubt that. I doubt that.
Oh, my goodness.
How long have you been in Fort Worth?
My whole life.
Your whole life.
So I am four. Well, so let's see here. I moved here when I was 5. I will be 48 this Sunday. And
you
so
are
I've
kidding
been
me.
Here
you said 28, time. Right?
No, I said 48.
Wow,
yes.
You're a liar.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So you're an SMU grad. I am a TCU grad. What year did you graduate? We might have competed in that iron skillet competition that we have.
So we did. I graduated in 02.
Oh, okay.
And I played for SMU in 98.
Okay.
I only played my freshman year.
Okay.
And I realized we weren't very good and it was ruining my college vibe. So I was fortunate enough to, and SMU was great enough to switch my athletic scholarship to a academic scholarship.
And, oh, nice.
And I was able to stay there and it was, you know, it actually worked out for me. But yeah, I did not get a chance to get beaten by you during my tenure.
During your time there?
Yeah, yeah.
Although
I think when you were there, you guys weren't very good either.
No, we were not. And
yeah.
I graduated in 95, a little bit before your time. So
yeah.
We were not good. And I think I might have went to one game. Now I love to go to the games.
Sure, because they're a real football team now.
Yeah. I love Coach Patterson and Kelsey. They're awesome.
Oh, he's great, and he was an early cut. I think he was in his like first or second season when I went there. I was in the same recruiting class as LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay.
So when you got LT.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So we actually did recruiting trips together. That's where I met him at TCU at a recruiting trip.
Awesome.
So yeah, he was this little kid that ended up becoming a massive powerhouse.
And it was cool to see. He was my favorite. He truly was my favorite. I loved Andy Dalton too, and I got to go to the a little bit of football talk here. I got to go to the Rose Bowl to watch us play in the championship.
That was such a great one. The Red Rifle.
It was awesome. So, Kyle, what do you like to do in your spare time when you have time off besides traveling with your fiance? What do you like to do? What do you do for fun?
So I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 16-year-old son, and my world revolves around them, and so does Courtney's.
Yeah.
And if anybody that's watching has a kid somewhere between middle school and high school, they know that there's a different athletic event or something almost every night. In fact, tonight, Wednesday night is one of my few nights that I don't have something with the kids.
Right.
So I try and schedule right now a work meeting, on a Wednesday night because I don't have a sporting event, but tomorrow I do, Friday I do, Saturday I do. So that's what consumes my life, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love it. It's so much fun to see your kids just kind of thrive in their element. And kids, I'm lucky enough that both kids love going to school. They love being a part of teams. They're dialed in, far more dialed in than I was.
Yeah.
I mean, they love to do what they do. And, you know, my son plays football for Highland Park.
Nice.
And he got to play his very first varsity game was on ESPN.
I know, against Southlake, right?
Against Southlake on Cowboys Field. And I was like, wow, that's so cool that's your very first experience as a varsity football player is on big time. And then
that's
my daughter plays volleyball, and she loves volleyball. And it's so good. So, we saw her last night, her team won. So that's really what I love to do more than probably anything right now.
Yeah.
And I know that will change when they graduate. And I've been empty nester in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
But right now I want to take every moment of it that I can and enjoy that because that's really
absolutely
the most fun to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your son 16? Is that the 16-year-old?
He's 16 and she's 15. Yeah. So he's a sophomore.
I have a 16-year-old son also. He's almost
17.
He's
driving.
Yes.
Stay off the road. Stay off the road. Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah.
Actually, my son's a pretty good – he's a cautious driver. He's a lot more cautious than I was.
Same.
I was like –
Yeah, my son is
–
I don't usually worry. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good. Well, I love so much being on this. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
this is so amazing.
You bet.
I can't wait to have you come in and me buy you a drink in person.
Perfect. Well, you know what? Next time I come in, I will hit you up and let you know. And I'm hopeful that we do get to meet. That would be perfect.
That would be great. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Have a great night, Kyle. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.